What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, the gorgeous creature sitting to my side here is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on our third hour Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. So, lovely Lady Claire, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
The first thing I want to talk about is a very scary measles outbreak, two of them in Kansas. Now, the weird thing is, Mike, that these are happening. Kansas has a requirement for vaccinations. They can be turned away if the doctor says that there is some sort of threat to the life of a child. But how can these outbreaks be happening when the manufacturers of this vaccine say it's got a 97% success rate in making sure it doesn't happen? Doesn't that seem a little puzzling to you?
Well, it's very puzzling, especially when you realize how many of these measles outbreaks have erupted in vaccinated populations.
Yeah, that's what gets scary.
And again, it goes back to the use of attenuated pathogen vaccines, because it's been found that the attenuated pathogen can revert to full potency after it's administered. They had that problem with one of the recent polio vaccines, and it triggered symptoms in people which were described as non-polio, non-specific paralysis to avoid lawsuits.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is very, very scary.
And here we have yet another example of corporate owners and presidents, executives, having had their conscience surgically removed.
Well, absolutely. Here, I don't know if you caught this story earlier, but we were talking about these two Italian scientists who tested 44 of the most popular vaccines around the world and found all of them contaminated with nanoparticles of materials known to have neurological damaging effects. And the update on the story is they lost their funding, their homes were raided by the police, and all of their research was
gone,
confiscated.
Yeah, that's how they do it these days. But another example is in Australia, Ford.
Sorry to do this to you again.
That's okay.
Got sound issues.
Better? Okay. Ford in Australia was made to pay a $10 million penalty after finding the way it responded to consumer complaints about power shift transmission. And the Australian judiciary branded it completely unconscionable. And what they told drivers was that it wasn't the fault of the transmission. It was their own lousy driving that had caused this. You know, talk about chutzpah.
That's not something you want to tell your potential car customers.
And it included excessive clutch shutter, noisy transmissions, and excessive shuddering and jerking when accelerating. Now, 37% had had at least one, count them, one clutch replacement. But Mr. Sims said that the company told consumers the issues were not its fault, despite knowing that shuddering was a symptom of the quality issues with the vehicles. Ford frequently told customers that the shuddering was a result of the customer's driving style. And you know what I hate in all this? Nobody goes to jail. No one gets really rammed for making the decision, which fell downwards on the salespeople, not to tell the truth about what was going on. Nobody gets indicted. Nobody goes to prison.
See the same thing with commercial aircraft. Every time a plane crash, the aircraft manufacturer lobbies to say, oh, it was the pilot's fault. The airplane is fine. It was obviously pilot error. And then you find out it's things like exploding lithium batteries or badly programmed flight directors.
Or you've got stress, metal fatigue.
Well, that's
nasty.
Yeah. That also tracks back to cutting too many corners when you're building the original airframe.
Value engineering.
And not enough testing. And I think one of the problems with modern aircraft is they don't do as much real-world testing. They rely on their computer models, and sometimes that doesn't work.
Right.
There's actually one of Michael Crichton's book was called Airframe.
Right.
It'll never be made into a movie, but if you can hunt it down, like all Michael Crichton books, it's very well-researched. It tells a very compelling story But it also provides a look inside the world of commercial aviation and all the politicking that goes on in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. And I'd like to go to something, again, from Zero Hedge, which I commend as a very sober and fascinating blog. And it's called How Today's False Flag Operations Are Carried Out. Usually, you are looking at a combination of intelligence agencies and non-government actors, including terrorist groups. But they are only considered successful if the true attribution of an action remains secret. There is nothing honorable about them, as their intention is to blame an innocent party for something it did not do. And there's been a lot of this kind of activity. And it's interesting, it was learned by a leak that the Central Intelligence Agency has developed a capability to mimic the internet fingerprints of other foreign intelligence agencies. That means that when the media is trumpeting news reports that the Russian or Chinese hacked into U.S. computers, it probably didn't happen. And we've got a shout-out going.
Yes, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, yeah, the CIA has an entire unit that is set up to carry out hacking attacks on computers around the world while posing as a third party, whether it's North Korea or Iran or Russia. And it's just another way of having a deception to start a war.
Yeah. And given that capability, there has been a lot of speculation in the independent media that it was actually the CIA which interfered with the 2016 national elections in the United States, making it look as though it might have been Russia.
Well, see, here's the point. The House Committee just released their declassified version of their report and said they didn't find any evidence of it as well. The only claim that Russia interfered was the claim that they hacked the DNC servers, and there's reason to think that that is definitely a lie. Because, again, the timestamps on the files are too quick for the files to have been taken off over the internet.
Right.
But, again, hacking the 2016 election, it did go on. We've got Pelosi out there saying that she doesn't see anything inappropriate about rigging the primary elections, which tells you a lot about what's going on in Washington, D.C. But the actual election machines, the tabulating machines, are not on the internet for the obvious reason. So if there was computerized rigging, it had to be done internal to the United States.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of it was done. There's a lot of places in this country where the numbers don't match up. More votes than actual voters and so forth. I think nationwide there are 3.5 million more registered voters than there are American citizens. So you know something is very much off with that.
Yeah. And there are also all sorts of other false flag activities. And in the past 2 years, there were two major alleged chemical attacks carried out against Syrian civilians that resulted in Donald Trump and associates launching 160 cruise missiles, and that it was pretty clear from the beginning it was a false flag operation carried out by the rebels and the terrorist groups that controlled the affected area at the time.
Including the White Helmets.
Yes, yes.
Who are apparently linked in with MI5.
Right. And the most recent reported attack on April 7th might not even have occurred at all, according to doctors and other witnesses who were actually in Douma. Because the rebels succeeded in convincing much of the world that the Syrian government had carried out their attacks, one might consider their false flag effort to have been extremely successful.
I would disagree with that.
Yep.
Because most of the world doesn't believe an attack took place in Douma. We've got even people within government who are standing up and saying, wait a moment, this does not make sense. We were talking about the former head of British intelligence is directly confronting Theresa May and saying there was no reason for Assad to use a chemical weapon. He's won the war.
Right.
And again, the advice I give to people is if you're wondering if you're being lied to, look for what should be there and isn't.
Yeah.
And in both this recent chemical attack, which may not have happened, and the one before, the missing piece was a motive for Assad to do that because he had no reason to do it. He's winning the war. He's won the war. Trump was talking about leaving Syria. He's still talking about leaving Syria, but having other regional forces come on in to continue the fight against the evil Assad. So Assad had no motive to do it.
No.
Obviously, the rebel groups had plenty of motive,
yes,
means, and opportunity to carry out this crime.
Yeah. And the article goes on to state that the remedy against false flag operations is to avoid taking the bait and waiting until a thorough and objective inspection of the evidence has taken place. And the U.S., Britain, and France did not do that, preferring instead to respond to hysterical press reports by doing something. And if the U.N. attack, if the U.N. investigation of the alleged attack turns up nothing, it's a distinct possibility, which is already a foregone conclusion, it is unlikely that Britain, France, and the U.S. will apologize for having committed a war crime with the bombing of Syria.
No, they're never going to do that. When Bill Clinton bombed that aspirin factory in Sudan to distract the media from Monica Lewinsky, they paid the lawsuit to replace the building, but they never admitted that it was a mistake.
Or took responsibility.
This government maintains an illusion of governmental infallibility, like papal infallibility. No matter how wrong they are, they're never wrong.
Right, right, right. And the other major false flag that has recently surfaced is the poisoning, alleged poisoning, of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury on March 4th. Now, Russia had no credible motive to carry out the attack and had, in fact, good reasons to not do that. And so there were massive allegations by British Prime Minister Theresa May about the claimed nerve agent being very likely Russian in origin, except Russia doesn't make this stuff.
No,
the U.S. and the UK make it.
You know, hello. The U.S. government has patents on this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So let's look at the facts and all the facts. And now no one really believes that Russia actually carried out the poisoning. And there is a growing body of opinion to suggest that it was actually a false flag executed by the British government or even by the CIA. And very much paraphrasing what you just said, the lesson should be learned from Syria and Skripal, and that is that if an incident looks like it has no obvious motive behind it, there is a high probability that it is a false flag. And we need to avoid blaming people until we know what really happened.
Plug, 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 plug,
yes,
plug, plug.
Yes, 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 yes.
Over at whatreallyhappened.com, we have an article where there's something like 60 acknowledged false flag attacks by governments that have come on out and said, yeah, we fooled you good here. We did this. And it's probably safe to assume that for every one of the admitted false flags, there are probably dozens and dozens that remain secret and classified to this very day.
Right, right. And we also have an article breaking. There is a jihadi group or jihadi groups launching new assaults against Syrian army in North Hama. And clashes in multiple fronts of northwest Hama countryside re-erupted after jihadi rebels announced a new offensive against the Syrian forces, trying to duplicate a failed attack last month. Well, you know who sponsored them for this.
I mean, of course.
It's no question.
Of course. I don't know if you caught the story. Somebody leaked a Pentagon classified document saying that the Obama administration created ISIS.
Yeah. And speaking of which, the Pentagon is expecting a renewed push against ISIS in eastern Syria. And in the coming days, this operation has been on pause since Kurdish forces were deployed further west to resist the Turkish invasion. And the Syrian Kurds have not been doing a whole lot right now. And the U.S. mostly allows the YPG forces to handle fighting on the ground, providing air support. But finding ISIS forces in the desert may be a little difficult, as they've gone into hiding since offensives took the last of their towns in the area months ago.
And it's complicated now by this next story that you're talking about.
Yes, yeah.
Where the Air Force planes in Syria are being blinded by what appears to be Russian electronic warfare. And again, we had that story earlier where a U.S. electronic warfare aircraft was overwhelmed and shut down by, we presume, a Russian electronic warfare system.
Right.
So they're years ahead of the United States in this kind of warfare. And the military is complaining that they're unable to distinguish friend from foe on the ground. And that makes it it limits their ability to bomb.
Yeah, and Army General Tony Thomas called the electronic warfare environment in Syria the most aggressive on Earth, and that adversaries are testing us every day, knocking out our communications and disabling the C-130s. These remarks were first reported by the website The Drive, coming on the heels of reports that Russian forces are jamming U.S. surveillance drones flying over Syria. And my question is, General Thomas, the question you have to ask is why, with all the money going to the military-industrial complex, that we're not even at the same level as the Russians right now, if not ahead of them?
Well, because the American military-industrial complex is all about making money.
Yeah.
And in Russia and China, their defense companies are under direct control of the government, and they're making weapons. They're making cost-effective weapons.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier in the show, a major doctrinal error that has been made by the U.S. Defense Department for low these many years is they're spending all this money on refining the weapons used to fight World War II, whereas China and Russia have focused on building the weapons that will be used, are being used to fight World War III.
Yeah.
And it raises the possibility that Russia was able to take over control of these Tomahawks and get them to land gently, which is why they were able to recover them. And they're going to take them back to Russia, have taken them back to Russia. They're going to be able to download and analyze all that software.
Reverse engineer.
Find out what the weaknesses in the Tomahawks are, although it appears they've already done that here.
Next subject I'd like to talk about. Nicaragua is teetering on the brink of a revolution, and the U.S. has pulled its diplomats. And this is the first time since the late 1970s. It apparently is on the brink of a revolution, as tens of thousands of protesters are thronging the streets of the capital, Managua, and a host of other towns to demand the resignation of President Daniel Ortega, a former left-wing dictator turned Democrat, who led the Sandinistas during the Nicaraguan revolt. Ortega, who gave up power after losing an election in 1990, but remained a popular opposition figure, was elected president in 2006. And has been criticized for his autocratic rule, political repressions, and most recently for proposing social security reforms that would involve Nicaraguans paying more into the system while reducing payouts by 5%.
Now, there's an object lesson here, because they're talking about the same thing here in the United States. Social security has been looted and plundered, especially by Bill Clinton. The U.S. government has been embezzling the money of the American worker, and that's why social security is in trouble. The baby boomers are now retiring. The cash flow into Social Security is turning negative, and they're talking about raising Social Security taxes and cutting benefits. You old people, you're just living too long. You know, do the patriotic thing and die. and this one thing was the spark that has ignited what could be a revolution. And it's a reminder that we don't always know what the spark is going to be. We saw the same thing in Romania. Two weeks before it all fell apart, if you were walking around Romania, you'd think everything was fine. And then there was a sporting event that turned into a spontaneous political rally. And 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national television. Now, I don't want to see violence in the streets of America. I don't want to see blood all over the landscaping. But it could happen. You've heard it. We get a lot of people calling into the show saying we can't afford to wait for the system to collapse. And I'm trying to discourage them, but I'm running out of arguments. So it could actually happen here. So we just have to stay vigilant on that.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. We're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on in, when we come on back, Claire is going to be talking about, I guess Iran is next on the list.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on about Iran there. All right. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, we have to do the beg for donations. And Claire and I would get on our knees, but it would take a chain hoist to get us back up again.
Not good.
Not good. It's a very hard floor. We have one of these plastic things so the chairs can roll back and forth.
But the need is absolutely legitimate, folks.
It really is. Yeah. So if you can help us, and we need your help right now, the big money is all on the side of the liars. I mean, look how much money was donated to launch this completely bogus Trump-Russia narrative. $50 million. And I know you all don't have $50 million, but whatever you have, every little bit help. So if you can help Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check or a money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network thanks you. Now, we're going to go to the phones here, and we're going to talk with Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is, did you see what's going on with the Breitbart where they said there's 2.5 million Latin Americans have been murdered since 2000 until now? In 18 years, there's been 2.5 million murders in Latin America.
I didn't see it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, with all the wars between the drug cartels.
Yeah, and that's one figure. Another figure they had on Breitbart yesterday, Michael, is very interesting, is the average person in this country makes $44,000 a year, but to incarcerate an illegal alien, unless he's a criminal murderer, if he's on death row, it costs $112,000. But if this is a regular alien in prison for a DUI or you know, did a crime, it costs $45,780. So in other words,
yes,
it's more
money
to keep
an
elite.
In the show.
Right. And, yeah, that was just mind-blowing to me. And about the $2.5 million, they also said that in the Middle East, there was like 1.7 million murders over there. And that was with terrorism. That wasn't, you know, domestic or whatever. That was just basically terrorism in the Middle East. But to see a figure where from 2000 till now, at $2.5 million, That's unbelievable. That's worse than all the war. That's worse than World War One and World War Two, in some ways.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Ways.
I mean, the total number of lives lost in World War Two is estimated at 60 million.
Right.
We had a segment earlier in the program where we talked about estimates for the people killed in U.S. wars since 9/11. And it's something like 2 million in Iraq, 800,000 in Afghanistan. Another study is saying that since the end of World War II, U.S. wars on the rest of the world have killed an estimated 30 million people. So there's a lot of death out there.
No, right, Michael, you're right what you're saying, but what I meant to say is that's without a declared war, because those are countries that fight in countries. I'm talking about in all these, what's going on over there, it's like inside their borders, they're having all this crime. It's just like in Tijuana. You see, I don't know if you saw the figure about Tijuana.
I didn't see the article that you're talking about here, but I wish to point out that not all of the U.S. wars since the end of World War II have been declared wars. They're called interventions. Some of them are covert. We're not supposed to know they ever happened. Remember what a surprise it was when we found out we had troops in Niger, in Africa? We don't know.
Right.
I mean, the U.S. is currently acknowledging officially 7 wars are in progress. We don't know what other covert actions are underway. We know something's sure kicking up a fuss in Armenia right now.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Michael. But, you know, there's a war going on. Look at the media, what they're doing to Trump. And look at the Democrats, Republicans. It's the biggest – like I think I told you the other day, I saw the movie Chappaquiddick, and it's just, like, mind-blowing to me with how everybody's getting away with such – nobody's being arrested for with Hillary or none of these people have been to jail. I don't think anybody's went to jail for all this treasonous activities. And it's just, and if you commit, if you go steal food out of a store, they'll put you right in jail.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, this nation was started as a nation of laws to which everybody was equally subject, up to and including the president of the United States. Today, it's obviously very different. There is a deep state, despite what James Comey is trying to claim on CNN.
Yes.
And yeah, there are the untouchables. Hillary proves that. Look, there is so much evidence for her collusion in the Uranium One deal, kickback schemes, pay for play, the email server scandal. Nobody's arrested her yet. And then they spend $50 million to try and gin up out of thin air this Trump-Russia collusion story. That's now falling apart. And so they're all now obsessed with Stormy Daniels, which I don't think they appreciate the optics on that, how bad that really looks to people.
Hey, Michael, one more thing. Bill Cosby. What was Bill Cosby on with that looking at that 6'5"? What was that? A basketball player or a volleyball? What was that woman into?
I have no idea. Anyway, we're going to have to let you go, Tom. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was talking to an acquaintance of mine today. And, I said, so you're working, I know you're working tomorrow and you're working Sunday. He said, I'll be working Sunday. I says, really early. 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, here's a guy that's working 7 days a week. Okay, and he's about, I'd say he's about 38 years old. And now, I couldn't say he's a millennial, okay, by any means. But my point here is, I said, that's great. I said, when you start to get my age, you're not going to be able to do it. I used to do it, But, one thing I didn't tell him, and one thing I know, and I really couldn't, I really wouldn't want to break his heart, is those dollars that he's working so hard for are being destroyed by inflation.
Yes.
and the Federal Reserve and central banking. And I didn't want to tell him that, and I really wish when I was 20 years old, when gold was $200 an ounce, somebody sat me down and told me how this world works. It took me probably, and I'm embarrassed to say, it took me 50 years to figure this out, I would say maybe 40, 45 years, okay? But,
okay,
you know, when this hits home to you, how they're destroying labor, okay? The labor of the future that they're destroying. If people could grasp what's actually happening, and, you know, they're not just destroying labor and money and you know, they're destroying generations of people, huh? Like these millennials who took out these government loans at low interest rates, and frankly, I don't believe they're ever going to be able to pay them back. They're not buying houses. They're not buying cars. Okay, these people, they destroyed probably one or two generations of people. I just read an article about that today.
It's not like they intentionally did it. You know, it's an epiphenomenon of their greed and rigging the system to bring them all this wealth. The United States was doomed all the way back in 1913 with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. We basically had a corrupted Congress and a corrupt president who sold the American people back into the same slavery, same predatory banking we fought the revolution to break free of.
Right. And, you know, Mike, I think they're opening up these borders. I see people walking around. I feel like I'm in Afghanistan, you know. And a lot of the people, the generations just ahead of me, and they're retiring now. They moved to the more south of the city I'm in. And I'm just seeing, you know, people. Like I say, I don't know if it's an agenda. You know, they're opening these borders. What are we getting ready for? I mean, are we some kind of a real reset? I mean, and we talk about this all the time. I mean, for that to happen, there has to be a clash of civilization. You know, one of these legs has to fall, and the other two have to duke it out. Is it going to be China? You know, is it going to be Islam? Is it going to be the West? The West itself. How is Israel going to play into this? How is the Middle East?
Okay, well,
is it
Mike?
Go ahead,
Mike. The first thing you have to remember. There's not just one agenda. There are multiple overlapping agendas. There's the agenda of Wall Street, which is greed. There's the agenda of the globalists, which is one planet, one throne, one private central bank for all. They're behind the open border situation. The agenda for the wars are, you know, many and varied. Capture of natural resources, domination of transit ways and oil pipeline right-of-ways. And of course, enriching the defense contractors. You need to get away from thinking that there's a single underlying plan behind all of this. There isn't. The world is in chaos, and that includes the movers and shakers as well. They're in a state of chaos. That's why they're fighting themselves so openly now. And that's a very bad thing, because normally, up until recently, as bitter as the opposition would be inside government, as terrible as the infighting would be, it was always kept from the public so that they could present this image of a unified, smoothly functioning government. That doesn't exist anymore. The American people are watching a government that's clearly at war with itself.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I really wish I see these young. I went on a walk this morning. I walk by a grammar school, and I'm looking at these kids, and they don't even know what they're going to be faced with. I mean, they don't even understand what $1 trillion is. They're going through the, like I think you were talking to a caller earlier, you know, how they just go. Well, you talked about it earlier about the school system. You know how you're taught to gravitate around the beliefs. I think you remember what I'm talking about, right? It was
yes.
Earlier, the beliefs, you know, and when the reality, like I said, when I was 20 years old, I wish somebody would have told me, or I wish I could have listened to your radio show, you know, RBN, and then started to look up what's going on, because, you know, you want to save your money, you want to work hard, you want to have that spirit that this country was all about. But we're being divided.
It's not about that anymore. I mean, when the country was first started, everybody had the freedom to improve their own lives through dint of hard work and wise and prudent planning. But the way the country works now under the Federal Reserve, it doesn't matter how hard you work, because all of the work product over and above your immediate survival is siphoned off one way or the other, either as taxes or as interest on the public currency. We've all been reduced to debt slaves. And
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
I agree because I remember gold went $5,000 in 2008. You can look at the chart.
Yes.
All right. And what is going to happen next time?
Well, we could be on the verge of a new dark ages. We're looking at the fall of the American Empire. And the parallels to the fall of the Roman Empire are clearly there. Some parts of the world will remain civilized. Our country would have to go through a transition into a new country like the Russian republics did. It's hard to prognosticate, but if we go into a global war and there is enough damage and destruction, even if we survive the nuclear exchanges, we're looking at the beginning of a new dark ages. It'll be 1,000 years before civilization is rebuilt to the level at which we see it today.
Oh, Michael, all I got to say to people is God help us. And if you got to believe that, you know, there is help. And I just pray and hope that that doesn't happen.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to get back here to the lovely Lady Claire. And what is your next story?
Apparently, Mike Pompeo has made the observation. He was traveling overseas, and he said he believes that it's very unlikely that President Trump will keep the United States in the P5+1 nuclear deal with Iran past May 12th. This is more than insane, Michael. I mean, with the IAEA, the people there have these incredible CVs. They're very smart. And yes, if they're telling the world Iran is complying, I would tend to respect and support those very bright people.
U.S. officials are admitting that Iran is keeping to the terms of the P5+1. Yeah. It's the United States that didn't keep to all the terms of the agreement.
Yeah.
But the issue isn't whether Iran is in compliance with the P5+1. It's that Trump, meaning Israel, mm-hmm. wants a new deal.
Yeah.
That would basically cripple Iran militarily
mm-hmm.
And strip them not only of the potential for nuclear weapons, which mm-hmm. they were never building, but they want Iran to surrender all of its long-range missiles. In other words, its weapons of deterrence.
Yeah.
In order to make them weak and helpless, in order to allow Israel to exert its hegemonic domination over the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel is a master at playing all these Middle Eastern nations off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that these Middle Eastern nations would remember back to the history of World War I and following the decline of the Ottoman Empire, how Britain did exactly the same thing, constantly stirring up conflicts between these nations
mm-hmm.
To keep them weak, to keep them at war, to keep them grinding up whatever weapons and supplies they had.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very dirty trick. And that's what Israel and the U.S. are doing to the Middle East, and indeed to much of the world right now.
Right, right. I am very concerned about what is going to happen practically after the 12th of May. And I'm rather annoyed that they're doing it in my birthday month. That really ticks me off.
That's right. I have to buy you a birthday present, like a weed whacker or something.
Something like that.
But, electric dog polish.
Right, right. And where's the dog?
Okay. Well, that's Christmas.
Okay. But I'm just so concerned. There has been a terrible escalation and a war of words between Iranian military commanders and Israel, which says that the current Iranian regime is in its last days.
Well, I seriously doubt that. Most of the rhetoric mm-hmm. escalation is coming, of course, from Israel.
Yeah.
Israel wants Iran smashed as a regional power,
mm-hmm.
And they're going to use the U.S. to do it because
yeah.
those Israeli children are way too precious to risk in a war with Iran. That's what the American goyim are for. So America gets to pay for yet another war in yet another Middle Eastern nation that has done absolutely nothing wrong to us.
Like Iraq.
Like Iraq.
Yeah.
Which turned out not to have nuclear weapons.
Right.
It turned out Iran wasn't building nuclear weapons. It's, again, I have to ask, how many more times are you going to have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say, this government is lying to us about everything, aided and abetted by the corporate media? Because that is the reality we're all living in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And there have been, Israel's been making talks about shooting down the S-300 in Syria. The Russians aren't going to particularly like that. Call me silly.
That's not exactly what they said. For one thing, it's very difficult to shoot down a missile that's already in flight, although that's what the S-300 is designed to do.
Yeah.
No, Israel is talking about attacking the launch sites themselves and destroying them.
Ooh.
Now, of course, it's obviously a very well defended area.
Yeah, fortified, yeah.
To basically try and send in a missile or a bomb to an air defense site.
It's
very iffy, but Israel could just try and overwhelm it with a huge number of missiles and bombs, knowing that the American taxpayer will gladly buy them more to replace it all.
But again,
Israel is out there trying to claim that they are threatened by Russia and Iran's presence in Syria. And they're starting to crank up that propaganda to try and say that Iran is the real enemy inside Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Even Breitbart got suckered in by this story that there are 80,000 Syrian forces in, Iranian forces in Syria, and they're coming down to take away the Golan Heights from Israel and all this other talk.
No.
And earlier in the week, of course, Israeli media got busted for that photo of the Tehran airport claiming it was an Iranian airbase inside Syria.
Oh, please.
So once again, lies, 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 lies. Let's go bomb and let's go kill them.
Yeah. I am hoping that things remain calm after the 12th of May. But I sure as heck wouldn't bet on it right now.
No, you're not going to see that happen. You're going to see the U.S. immediately throw more sanctions back onto Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Iran is already saying they'll restart their nuclear program. Russia's already, I think, building them a new nuclear power plant.
Right.
But Iran is also talking to China about their nuclear program, and they're not being very specific about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that Iran feels at this point they have no choice but to pursue a nuclear weapon or nuclear weapons, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, Iran is not in the habit of attacking other countries, but they have a legitimate right to defend themselves against the very obvious and present Israeli-U.S. aggressions.
I agree. I agree entirely. And besides, Tehran is on my bucket list.
Okay. You know,
I don't think I can get there because American citizens can no longer travel to Iran, correct?
No, we can't. And a lot of places on this world I'd like to see, but looks like the wars are going to make it impossible. I've always wanted to see the Hermitage.
Yes.
And the rebuilt Amber Room.
Yeah,
that's not
St. Petersburg. No, I don't think so. Not anytime soon.
I wonder if Gus Kino needs a good visual effects expert.
Well, the only way to find out is to ask.
All right.
The next topic I have, apparently Gaza is about to explode. And this is being said by Tu B'Tselem, which is an Israeli peace organization, and it is urging the United States and United Nations, as of yesterday, to do all in its power and its responsibility to protect unarmed demonstrators in Gaza one day after journalist Ahmad Abu Hussein died of injuries sustained while covering protests on 13 April.
Now, the UN will not be able to do anything because there'll be a Security Council resolution, and Nikki Haley will put on her cheerleader outfit and her pom-poms and go, veto, veto, veto.
Yeah, yeah. This sudden rush to the execution of reporters who are not throwing rocks or anything else, they're just reporting what's happening in these demonstrations, is a very vicious turn.
Well, Israel is excusing this assault on the press by saying that they could have been terrorists merely dressed up as reporters, and they couldn't take the chance. And really, listening to Israel's rationales for just shooting all of these people, something like 400 Palestinians have been killed, 1,500 wounded, not one single Israeli injury.
Right.
You know, and again, this is as vile as the British massacre at Amritsar, India.
Yes.
And the world is turning against Israel on this. The PR is not getting any traction.
Yeah.
And it's resulted in a loss of support from Jewish people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be conflated with this obvious atrocity being committed by the government of Israel.
And a guy who died earlier was shot by an expanding bullet from hundreds of meters away.
Those are supposed to be illegal under international law.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Well, you know, the medics in Gaza have been saying the Israelis are using something that is causing massive injury for the caliber of the weapon. And we had some people who called on in and talked about these so-called varminting rounds that are where the bullet is hollow. It's got a plastic tip. When it hits the target, the tip shoves back and fans out the bullet. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our Pauhana Friday broadcast with the lovely Lady Claire here. Next story, please.
Why Europe is afraid of China's new Silk Roads. Apparently, many European countries are concerned about one-way traffic along the new trade routes Beijing is trying to set up in Europe. And there was an article, a report of the 28 EU ambassadors in Beijing, 27, with the exception of Hungary, signed an internal report criticizing the new Silk Roads as a non-transparent threat to free trade, allegedly favoring unfair competition by Chinese conglomerates. Now, this, yes.
There's a problem with that.
Yes.
First of all, the One Road, One Belt project is not one way.
No.
Okay. It's a two-way transportation system.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here is the realization that Asian countries, primarily China, have turned themselves into manufacturing powerhouses.
Absolutely.
They're cranking out product that people want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
The European countries can't keep up because they, like the United States, have been imprudently investing their money in the machinery of war,
mm-hmm.
which is use once and then go back and buy another. And so having basically lost the trade advantage to China, now they're going to stamp their feet and say China is not being fair. A lot of this has to do with the various shipping companies,
right?
Container freight, mm-hmm. tankers, who are realizing that they're going to lose a lot of business because once the One Belt, One Road project is up and running, getting cargo from China to Europe and back again is going to be much faster
easier.
And much less expensive.
Yeah.
And not as likely to sink. In fact, I read a stunning statistic of something like 10% of all containerized freight is actually lost at sea. In heavy weather, the chains will break and the cargo containers just topple off. It's a huge amount of loss. You're not going to have that on the Silk Road.
No.
But that's really what this is all about. China is building infrastructure to make their country better.
Mm-hmm.
Europe and the United States have spent the last 18 years investing in the machinery of war.
Yeah.
And American manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture.
No, definitely not.
The U.S. is in trouble because of decisions our government made, not because of anything China did.
Yeah.
But this is, again, the opening to a war with China to basically knock them down because that's how the U.S. does it. The U.S. government is actually anti-progress. They don't like it when other countries are doing things better than the United States.
Yep.
So what do they do? Do they invest in the U.S. regaining the lead in these manufacturing technology?
Nope.
No. They invest in the machinery to destroy those other countries so the U.S. can say, we're still on top. It actually reminds me of a sketch that was on the original Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. with Steve Martin playing a caveman.
Okay.
You know, and he clubs the smarter caveman mm-hmm. to death and then mm-hmm. says, me now, smartest. That's the way the U.S. government is working. There's the music. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. And I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to say to you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know. Use email, person-to-person contact. Don't bother with the social media. It's heavily filtered. Nothing gets through there anymore. It's completely gone over to the dark side. So we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.